Today on Impact for Living, founder, sports and business leader, and pastor Scott Whitaker will challenge you to reach your God-given potential and impact, which you were created to have with and for Jesus Christ in the world. Now, here's Scott with today's message.
This morning, I want to read from the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 6, beginning at verse 25. And we read Jesus saying this, "Therefore, I tell you, do not be anxious about your life, what you will eat or what you will drink, nor about your body, what you will put on. Is not life more than food, and the body more than clothing? And which of you, by being anxious, can add a single hour to his span of life? And why are you anxious about clothing? Consider the lilies of the field, how they grow. They neither toil nor spin. Yet I tell you, even Solomon in all his glory was not arrayed like one of these. Therefore, do not be anxious, saying, 'What shall we eat? Or what shall we drink? Or what shall we wear?' But seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added to you." Well, I read that the other day, preparation for this, and I read it again just now, and it brings to mind when I ask myself, what's important? What are we worrying about? What am I worrying about? What's our focus? What's my focus? What should it be? What are we seeking? What should we seek? Here we are this morning, Tuesday, November 10th, 2020, a day before the day we recognize the veterans who serve and have served in our United States Armed Forces. Actually, you know, we're doing a whole lot better as a nation, honoring our veterans whose shoulders we stand on today and every day to enjoy the freedoms that we have today. And here we are, also under the lingering cloud of a coronavirus pandemic, investigations into allegations of election irregularities, and the ongoing threats of civil unrest, etc., 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 here and around the world. So with all of that, what is important on a day like today? What's important for each of us? What are we facing today, personally, in addition to all that I've mentioned and all that we know that's going on around the world? What will bring meaning and fulfillment and purpose to our lives and the lives of others? Will a resolution of all those things I listed just a moment ago bring lasting fulfillment and satisfaction? Well, I wonder. I wonder. We see in Christ's words, we just read, that meaning, purpose, fulfillment, and satisfaction are found when we focus our sights and hearts on him and on his kingdom, as he then will always point us to what is most important in life. And guess what? Christ won't be pointing us to the stuff that the world says is important. I wonder how many of you remember the TV show Frasier from a few years ago. I think it's been syndicated and probably you can watch it early in the morning hours now. Frasier was played by Kelsey Grammer from the Cheers show, Cheers fame, years ago. And he was the show's leading character on Frasier. As a radio talk show host in Seattle and a licensed psychiatrist, he offered people who called in to the show advice for their lives. Yet time after time, his own human frailties, his own struggles with the important versus the unimportant or the urgent priorities of his life were always exposed and often muddled the advice he offered to readers. Advice he often failed when he gave good advice. He failed to follow it in his own life. And so he was constantly adrift in worry about trivial things, urgent things, things that didn't really matter. In his struggles, he continually cast aside what was really important and lasting in his life by clinging to the secular, to the material, to the urgent yet unimportant things which the world places value on, meaningless value. And Frasier kept buying into him. Frasier's mom had died years earlier, and so Frasier's dad had come to live with him in Seattle in Frasier's upscale high-rise apartment with a panoramic, beautiful view of the city below. The show usually found his dad sitting in his worn-out chair, which, the best you could tell from looking at it on TV, seemed to be made part of vinyl and part of fabric. A few holes had opened up in it, with the stuffing or the filler trying to emerge out of the arms and other places, but a generous application of silver duct tape, of course, was applied, keeping the stuffing and the filler in and helping, it seemed, to hold the chair together. One day, out of his own sense of what he thought was important and best, Frazier replaced his dad's chair. Unbeknownst to his father, he had delivered to his apartment a beautiful new recliner with all of the bells and the whistles, including a heater and a back massage element. Rather than a thank you, his dad blew up at him. Frazier, of course, thought his dad would be happy and didn't understand his response. And so after his dad had finished venting his frustration about the loss of his chair, Frazier, clearly not understanding anything his dad was feeling, said, "But Dad, it was only a chair." And then, as the story unfolds, we learn, of course, that it was so much more than just a chair. In fact, it was the center point of some of his dad's memories of the important people and the important moments that made his life full. Similar things that make our lives full when we reflect on them. It was only a chair where he watched some of the great moments of history and sports in his life. It was only a chair where he held his son Frazier for the very first time after he was born. It was only a chair where his wife would always find him, having fallen asleep watching the evening news, and could encourage him to come to bed from there. It was only a chair that was alive with all the memories of precious moments in his life. Memories of priorities set right in his life. Memories of a life focused on the important rather than the urgent things of life. It was only a chair, but it was so much more than that. For Frazier's dad, it was the benchmark of memories and a source of comfort and strength and peace against which he prevailed over all those things that tried to pull him away from the important people and the important moments that God had entrusted to him. People and moments much like those that God has entrusted to you and to me. In the scripture passage from Matthew, we read earlier, Jesus very clearly reminds us of our priorities when he says, "Do not be anxious for tomorrow. Do not be anxious for your life, but trusting in God, seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added to you." The message to you and to me today, seek first the important things in life. Seek first the things that truly matter, like the chair that may have filler coming out of it and is being held together with duct tape. The important things, maybe like family and friends, maybe like changing that one life standing in front of you at the moment, or which may be standing in front of you later today or tomorrow or someday. And before all of that, to seek first God, who will then point you to all those things that truly, truly matter in our lives. Don't set aside the important things of life to pursue the new, the brighter, the shinier, the bigger, the grass is greener things which the world says are better and which really don't matter. Instead, we're told to seek after the important things and the important people in our life. Robert Brault, an American author, shares it this way with us when he says, "Enjoy the little things, my friends, for one day you may look back and realize that they were the big things." Which priorities are you following in life? Are you following the important, or are you following the unimportant and the urgent? What voices out there are you listening to? The loud voices of all the world's priorities and expectations, or the still quiet voices of God and the voices of those who love you and care for you? Are any of the important things and important people in your life being set aside by you while you pursue the urgent and the unimportant things of life, which the world is always calling all of us to seek after? Remember this clarion call of Christ to us, to seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all those things will be given to you. Start there, my friends, every day and every morning when your feet hit the floor. Seek first him. Seek first his kingdom. Seek first the things that matter, the important things in life. That's his message for you and for me every day of our lives. Are we doing that? Am I doing that? Are you doing that? Seek after the important things of life to find meaning, purpose, fulfillment, and satisfaction. Hey, it was only a chair, but really, my friends, it was so much more than that. Let me pray for us. Father, thank you. Wow, thank you for today. Thank you for every now and then getting out the bat and hitting at least me in the head to remind me of what my focus should be, of things that I should focus on, of things that are truly important, to seek first you, to seek first your kingdom as you point me to the things that matter, the people that matter. We ask your blessing, Lord, on our nation. We ask for clarity and honesty and healing and a turn to righteousness, your righteousness for all, back to you. As for health for those who are struggling with health issues now, whether it be COVID or whether it be other things, ask your special blessing on the family, the boys, sons who are standing by a mother who's taking her last few steps here, waiting to step into your arms in heaven. And Lord, we ask you to help us to not play at it, but to seek you first. You know we don't. We know we don't. Help us to do it. Help us to be, have integrity in that, to seek you first, to seek your kingdom, to not just give you lip service, to not play games about it, but to seek you first, because we know then that you will make our lives all that you want them to be, all that they could be, more than we ever thought they could be. Thank you, Lord, for all that you do for us and with us and will do as you walk with us. And especially thank you for your son. And it's in his precious name we pray. Amen and amen.
We hope that Scott's message today has challenged and encouraged you. Thank you for being with us. And be sure to join Scott and Impact for Living next week for another faith-filled message focused on God's plan and purpose for your life.